This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Canada and Morocco. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back and good evening, everyone. My name is Arnie Barres. I'm joined in the car today by our technical experts Jürgen Klinsmann, Dori Cha and Farid Mondragon, as well as our football performance analyst Elliot Stonnell. Morocco needed a win or a draw to go through to the last 16, and they did not waste any time, coming out very, very strong. Dori, your thoughts on Morocco and how they approach the game?
Before the game, the situation was clear. They need just 1 point. Then they are going through for the next, qualifying for the next round. And the first 20 minutes, I think Morocco played very well with the energy in the first two games. They showed it. And of course, the goalkeeper from Canada helped them a lot with his big error. And after 25 minutes, they scored a second one, and then I think the game was over. They focused then to defending, and in the second half, they defended in the 4-1 block, in the mid block, sometimes the low block. When they stay in the block, then they was very strong and good. They were strong in the duel. Canada, I think, had not the real quality to find the space and winning the duels and creating the space. Canada was sometimes dangerous in the set piece situation, but was not real a danger for Morocco. And I mean, if you have 7 points in this group with Croatia and Belgium, then I think they have deserved to qualify in the next round. And big compliment for Morocco and for the Moroccan fans as well.
And Farid, Dori already mentioned the first goal. If we look at that situation, it was a misplaced back pass to Boyan, who forced him out of goal, and he went for the ball. And how do you assess that situation? What was his response? Did he try to pass it? Did he try? Was it a bad touch? What was the problem there?
Well, obviously, it was not a good back pass, but that's the goalkeeper over there for, you know. I think we are trying to understand what was in Borjan's mind trying to do, but at the end it's difficult to get a conclusion because the best option was kicking the ball, a long ball, and evacuating all the risk. I think he didn't try to pass the ball to Miller. I think he tried to control the ball and go outside the box with the ball control, but unfortunately for him, the ball went obviously very, very long. So very bad luck for him to make a huge mistake at the end of his participation in the World Cup. Until now, he made a decent World Cup, making very good saves, and unfortunately this is a very big black spot in his performance on Qatar 2022.
And we just talked this morning in our FIFA Insight show how well the goalkeepers at this competition support their back line, that they always offer to receive, that they're always available. But it just comes down to the decision making in that very situation, right?
Yeah, obviously an exception or two of mistakes will not undernote a very, very good statistics, data and performance from the other goalkeepers. In football, you have the take of the decisions is the half of the job. The other half of the job is to make them in a correct way. So even though if you take a wrong or good decisions, it's still how you perform them and how you react until this. And obviously, for Borjan, unfortunately for him, both taking decisions and eventually taking an action on this was not correct in either ways.
And Jürgen, you mentioned during the game that you were impressed by Morocco's midfielders Amrabat and Unai. Share with us your thoughts on their roles and what impressed you about them.
Well, I mean, first of all, it was a very kind of exciting start into the game. Obviously, it was a mistake by the goalkeeper, as we now analyzed, but it gives a lot of energy to the game, obviously, when you get a goal in the first 5 minutes. And with a fantastic crowd there behind the Moroccan team, you know, was the atmosphere was outstanding. And then Nesri, you know, he added a second goal then after a beautiful long ball between the two center backs. Basically, he beat them both and finished off with a very, very strong shot, even first post, which Farid knows first post is always goalkeeper post. But so they were up 2-0, and Canada tried to come back. They did. I mean, with the help of an own goal, but still, you know, they make it happen. They got their goal, and that opened up a lot of possibilities for the second half. What was really nice to see was how Amrabat in the Moroccan side, how he kind of played like a sweeper role in front of his back four, especially obviously in front of his two center backs. So he is the guy that protects everyone there, and the amount of work he did in front of the back line is just enormous, and just gotta give him a huge compliment. I mean, it's very difficult to come through the middle and beat that Moroccan side. You know, you have to go over the wings. Funny enough, the goal for Canada came over the wing, even if it was an own goal. From a Canadian perspective, they were under shock after this early goal. It took them really a while to get into this game. They were nervous. They wanted to leave this tournament in a good way, on a positive note. And I think it was impressive that how they came back and how they fought back. And in the second half, they pushed it. They tried to get an equalizer, though they didn't let Morocco rest at all. Alfonso Davies got more and more into the game, and even their wingers on the side got more and more into the game. So overall, a big compliment to the Canadian team for this appearance in this World Cup after a long, long time, obviously. And now it's up to Morocco how they kind of deal with the number one spot coming out of the group and going into the round of 16. Also to them, big compliment for achieving that with a fantastic crowd that they have behind them. Overall, very, very interesting game. But obviously, the signs were clear right before for Canada. There's nothing on the plate anymore, unfortunately. And Morocco just badly needed this 1 point to go through. They got all 3 points. I'm sure that they are extremely happy.
And what stood out is that if we look at Morocco over the three games that they played so far, that they always played the same formation, unlike most other teams. And we have some data, some stats on that as well.
Yeah, so out of the 20 teams who have played three group games so far, only six have started with the same formation each time. And of those teams, four have been playing the 4-3-3 system.
Duri, how do you feel about that? As a former player, you probably had coaches that played the same formation every single time. You might have coaches that switched from game to game or even in between game. How do you feel about that as a player?
Especially in the tournament, if you play the same system and with the same players, then that give more comfortable and safety in the team. You know how your teammates, what is the strength and where I can play with him and what I have to do with him. So I think in the tournament it's sometimes much better when you play with the same system and with the same players, because especially in this group stage, every game is very important and you need the points. So I think it's a very good option for the team and the coaches.
Fantastic, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your insights. Morocco goes through to the last 16 with Croatia joining them in second place. We are now on our way to the second game of the night between Germany and Costa Rica. We wish you all a good night, and please join us again later today. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.